Sarah Lusher here, and welcome to this November 2020 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We are bringing you this issue with the kind permission of Archant Publishers and with our readers and technicians all working from home to bring you articles about the people and places around the county. Our readers, Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldry and Tim Peters, are ready with lots of interesting articles for you. As well as our regular features and contributors, we hear about a young art prodigy who's just turned 18, why Roger Law has brought back Spitting Image, memories of Princess Diana's stepmother, and about a maverick who founded Roys of Wroxham. So first, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine. Dominic.
I've always thought that being artistic is one of the most enviable traits to possess. The ability to create something beautiful or striking or challenging is a wonderful skill. This month we've talked to Kieran Williamson, the young man who burst onto the Norfolk, indeed the worldwide, art scene when he was just 6 years old with his astonishing landscape paintings. It was clear then that his was a great talent and, as the subsequent years have proved, an enduring one. His work has matured as he has, though at 18 he's not yet over the hill, and despite enjoying the sort of success that many artists can only dream of, remains a grounded and fine young man, thanks to the protective mantle of his family. Of course, art is totally subjective, and the beauty or otherwise of it is very much in the eye of the beholder. Archant, publisher of this magazine, amassed a collection of modern and contemporary art over a number of years, which decorated the walls of our Norwich head office. Last month, it was all put up for auction. Much of the art was familiar to anyone who tramped around the building. Some of it was impossible to miss, like the huge and rather startling Self-Portrait with Nude by John Bellany, which greeted you on the stairs each morning, while other works were tucked away in corners or the boss's offices. There was one piece which I'd always liked, a painting of an old royal typewriter. It reminded me of a time when, as a pale 18-year-old, I began my career in the Eastern Daily Press newsroom, more years ago than I'm prepared to reveal. It was all typewriters in those days, three carbon copies, sheets of newsprint for paper, including the prettily coloured paper of the old Pinkham, and a sharp spike on your desk to keep a version of your prose for the record. As deadline approached for the evening paper, the newsroom could become deafening with reporters, sub-editors and editors hammering frantically away at the keys, slamming carriage returns and shouting across the room. On really busy days, it could be difficult to see across the office as well, befogged as it was with cigarette smoke. Happy days. The painting was up with an estimate of £200 to £250, and so Mrs. C and I decided to go for it as a memory of simpler times. We agreed a maximum bid of £500 and settled down in front of the laptop as Key's expert auctioneer went to work. Clearly this was a piece which meant something to someone else as well, as the bidding streaked away. We passed our £500 maximum but, caught in the moment, kept going. £600, £700, £800, it climbed inexorably upwards, but we just kept having one more bid. At £1,150, we looked at each other and were done. Outbid. A shame, but I hope whoever bought it will enjoy it. There are hundreds of artists in Norfolk, many quietly producing quite beautiful pieces away from the spotlight. Perhaps you might have a look around and see if you can support a local talent. You could probably have a lovely, unique work for the price of a new fridge. And what would you rather look at? Enjoy the issue.